is part of a bigger program, because I do every year a program for non-Muslims particularly, the public at large, you know, we live in America, and we are not in Iraq or India or Pakistan, and we are in the United States. And so, I mean, we are reminded that as soon as you step out of the Arusha Center, you know you're in the United States. And so we try to, we live here, you know, we come here and want to make a life here. I know there are things that are different here, things that we don't like here. But hey, nobody apparently hates the thing so much where they want to, they're gone. I mean, otherwise you go back home. So we are here. This is our home, whether we like it or not. And we try to do what we can to make our life better here. You know what I mean? We have troubles everywhere. I mean, even if you're in Iraq or Pakistan and India, life is not perfect. You have to deal with it. We are here and we're trying to make a better life. And part of my effort is to show to the non-Muslim Americans that we as Muslims are in many ways like them. You know, we don't have a horn or a tail. I mean, we're just like these guys are. So I do a festival for the last 9 years actually, called a Celebration of Cultural Diversity. And it's not a religious festival, because we don't do their things by faith or anything. You know, it's just everybody coming together, the Japanese, the Mexicans, and you name it, everybody was there today. We did that in the farmer's market downtown Salt Lake City, between 9 in the morning till 1. And so I invite and include everybody, whether Japanese, Chinese, or whoever they are. But I try to put some element of Islam in it also. Some people are Muslim. In fact, I'm very fortunate. I go to a conference every year. There is, you may have heard of this thing called Muslim Congress Conference. This is our ulama and Maulana Sheikh. They organize it every year. In fact, in 2012, it's always held during 4th of July weekend. Just keep that in mind. And this year it's going to be in Detroit. And it's very inexpensive actually. They only charge you $50 for registering. It includes your food and everything. And the main cost is to go there, you know, the airfare and the hotel. Otherwise, it's almost free, $50, you know, for 2 days. Program, the whole program, food and everything. In any case, you know, for the last few years, I've been going to the conference, and I've been very blessed, because that is a very interesting conference. I don't want to stand here and talk about the conference on and on, but believe me, that conference is very broad. It actually tries to address issues not just of the grown-ups or the men or the women, but the youth also. And as part of their effort to involve the youth, they have a poetry contest in English. And I'm 65 years old, so I'm not a youth, but in spite of my age, I love that. I'm one of the people sitting in the front, most like, you know, listening to this young poet, because it's basically youth. And I love it, because it's in English, and it's all in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his progeny, Ahlul Bayt. And so, you know, sometimes I feel like I died and went to heaven, because here I am listening to the praise of you know, Allah and Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt. I mean, what more can we ask for? So, in that conference, in that poetry thing, I try to recruit some people, some poets, and they come and participate with me in the festival. And while they are here, we try to take advantage of them and bring them here to the center so that you can enjoy it. And in fact, these folks are so good that it sometimes inspires me some, you know, and I try to write a poem or so. But you're not really here to listen to me and Ramalon, you're here to listen to the poets. And I was going to actually recite a little short poem. It's more a tribute to them, to the conference. And then you can hear these folks as well, because we have actually Professor ALI from Berkeley, no less, and Brother Yusuf, you know, Abdul Mateen, he's actually here as well. So these are the two people who are there. But before I just bear with me for a minute. So actually there was one poem that I already recited here. So if you read this the second time, I apologize. But here it is, it's called The Straight Path. So in Arabic or Urdu, Surat al-Mustaqeem, you know what I mean? And so this is a little bit partly political, partly religious. But inshallah, it will appeal to you. So it goes like this. Satan thinks he's got the upper hand, but Allah got him with a mehdi plan. What's with these guys with auspicious names, Abdullah, Khalifa, Saleh, playing Satan's games? You think Hussein's blood was shed in vain? He's the redeemer of humanity in Allah's name. Ali is the standard bearer of Allah's straight path. Fatima is radiant on Muhammad's Ahlul Bayt. This combination of bravery and blood that is holy will forever prove Satan's folly. When hubris made him dispute Allah's assertion that humans are Allah's imminent creation. So strike down the tyrant and free the oppressed, so that our Mahdi's campaign is swift, victorious and blessed, and Allah's name is proclaimed in universal glory, and Satan's miscreants, be they Yazid or Shimr, get the end that is gory. Peace take effect, tranquility prevail, and earthly life will close with the souls proven noble and worthy in bliss and eternal repose. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The next one is short. It's called What is Islam? Barbarians kidnapped the infant Islam. You think this claim is a sham? Muhammad, the mercy of Allah to humanity, paid a heavy price with the blood of his progeny. Not one, not two, but for 11 successive generations, those making La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah proclamation proceeded to shed the blood of these Hujjatullah Rabbul Alameen until Allah put a stop with the 12th to what was turning obscene. Now they think Islam is barbaric when the Prophet of Islam paid a price that is horrific. 72 were crucified in the plains of Karbala in obedience to what? To that one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the believers can uphold Allah's principle that a human being is His and not Satan's disciple. Knowing Allah never forsakes you will bring tranquility to your soul, regardless of this world turning upside down, as is Satan's goal. Your ultimate destination is the hereafter. Therefore, inconsequential are this world's woes. You are a winner here and hereafter, knowing your carriage is guided by the Mahdi, steady as she goes. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala.
I won't bore you much on this, last short poem. And hopefully you'll appreciate it. This is the topic of this is Ahlul Bayt. My poems are mostly religious, a little bit politics on end. In a world in which wickedness and filth is commonly found, there is only one sure way to keep yourself safe and sound, and shroud yourself with the Ahlul Bayt with one goal, as Allah has promised the enshrouded one's purification of body and soul. Each and every one is professing to be a true believer as they slit Hussein's throat and out with each other. They have adopted barbarism as their religion instead of love for God and humanity, which is the existence only reason. They can't see God, therefore they think they are out of His reign. But He's like air, everywhere, closer than your jugular vein. Ponder your final resting place to be an eternity of pleasure or pain, and let your gaze steadfast on Ahlul Bayt as a beacon remain. Salawat.
Allah. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ali Farajan.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Before I begin, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide my intentions and to guide my tongue. As you said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad.
I'm moving on to the Holy Quran brought forth from God and the Psalms of Islam, the fourth Imam, seek intelligence from Allah to Allah, reading Najib al-Balagha, that's the peak of eloquence. glad that I learned my lessons. My granddaughter dad has returned to the essence. So now he has the earth to rest in. My family recited an Irish blessing. However, during times of loss, I call upon God, who signed of the cross, the divine force within a visible face. And by the way, paradise is a physical place. But this world is in a miserable state, so repent before death, man, it isn't too late. Please forgive the sins of the beast within, and I don't care about the color of Jesus' skin.
This has been love.
No nationalities, for he is our home.
There was no one but him and him alone.
His presence, ever present, gives us presence like Muhammad, last messenger, and final prophet. Who can I follow but his Ahlul Bayt? The city of knowledge, Ali the Wali, is gay. Fatima the Zahra, the lady of light. Hassan Hussein, masters of the youth of paradise. Ali Sajjah, Imam Zain al-Abidin, his teardrops reflect back. Massacre scenes, Muhammad al-Baqir. Knowledge, Adam to Ibrahim. Students traverse vast terrain to learn from him the deans. Imam Jafar Sadiq, Imam Musa al-Qadim, will witness with oppression, spread the knowledge within. Imam Ali Adar, the cure of diseases and broken spirits. His son al-Jawad will witness as an infant in Ali Naqi, who taught us the Masum of the days and gave us another reason why Allah be praised. Hassan al-Askari spent his whole life in prison. Unrelenting pressures, but never ever gives in. Martyrs, all poison, you can cut the tension. Mention these names and you're in divine presence. So who do we follow? An empty crescent? Who do we follow? The peak of blessings. Who do we follow? A teacher of lessons. A master of Quran and earthly possessions. Let's show all those who ask us this question. Stand up if you're thirsting for his intercession. See the green? Pale horse rider with green flag moving. This right here is the real green movement. So stand up for Al-Qa'im. Stand up for Al-Qa'im. Now say it with me. Let's start this right night properly. Who do we follow? Al-Mahdi. Who do we follow?
Al-Mahdi.
Who do we follow?
Al-Mahdi.
Who do we follow?
Al-Mahdi.
Ya Mahdi, rescue me. Ya Mahdi, adrik me. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, as you are standing right now, let us recite a Surah Fatiha and three ikhlas for all the marhumin of everyone in this masjid. Also for all the people overseas who have passed away, all of our brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we are glad to be back. I'm glad to be back here. Inshallah, let's recite the Surah Fatiha and start this night off properly. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Today we represent something very special. If you look around the room, you know the people around you. Alhamdulillah, I hear there's a big community of Iraqi brothers and sisters here, correct? Can I hear a salawat from them, please?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, I know we have a Persian community here, and I know there's a Persian brother who passed away, and they have a Quran recitation tonight, so inshallah, we think of him as well. And there's a Pakistani Indian community, Afghan community, alhamdulillah. I love seeing the brothers from all over the world, and I love this center. And I told you that last time I came here, for those of you who remember, and I came back simply because, the cultural program this morning was great, but I came back to see Ghulam Hassan and his family, and to see you guys, because it was a great brotherhood that night that we spent, and I wanted to come back. But today we represent not just the international community, but we have Boston, Yusuf Abdul Mateen, and the Bay Area, Professor Ayala, alhamdulillah. So inshallah tonight we're going to go back and forth, and hope you stay with us. And when you feel the need for more energy, and you want to juice us up with more energy, you know how to do that. Salawat to Muhammad wa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You get 33 and a third, it's time to reread your holy Quran. 33, 33, that's my word, a 33 RPM drop a gem while I'm coughing phlegm before Poppy's day. I was a middle class kid from the state of Mass, spitting raps, laying down the prayer mat, praying in the masjid. I kissed the game goodbye, it's like Jada, Sullivan, and Lawrence, with emo on the fader. In his crib where he kept the crates, back when we were just kids with respect for the greats of his yesterday. Like McCartney and Lennon, we hardly party, just kept the record spinning. Now these kids make a living sinning, but the rap for free, pretending that day winning. Not me, I chose another outcome. The grandson of Malcolm was loving my album. I pray prostrate, I lost weight during Ramadan, stand in line with mankind when they call it dawn. Iftar, that's the gift from Allah, break fast, break bread, say I'm home to the law. I didn't step on the scene just to rep the bean, I've been across the continent because I rep the dean. I hope I'm here for a higher purpose, not sitting in my house getting high writing verses, curses and punchlines. Go watch Dave Chappelle on Netflix. I just want to be safe from hell. I spit this like Recep Erdogan, airing out Shimon Peres, the fear of God. Quick, fast like Hussein Abdullah, but I never sit down and eat a meal with the ruler. Unless you talk about Slick Rick, I'll knock him off the box like Khan did to Zap Judah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
It's the right of the bare horse. Divide the earthen forces, forces reinforced with resurrection of force. Corpse song with swords enforced to Armageddon, reminiscent of life stands. After death, reality sets in. Insurrection, divine soldiers wheeling crescents, serrated with the intention, torment, unrepentance, free lesson, decapitation. Sharp by the guillotines, headed by the savior, our forces number 313, which I deem, lots of rubies, with the submachines, the unclean, plus the Benjamins, and the flight will be, and me, become unsliced, vicious like Wolverines, screams the unseen, pierce the ears, shayateen, final scene, the savior. Is he who mounts a saddle, two sides, good and evil, ready yourself in final battle. This is a general warning to those who can't handle. You still up to a team
and one talent. Alhamdulillah.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about different topics. And poetry allows us to talk about certain topics with eloquence, using the English language in a way that English language is not normally used. English, for most of you know this, has more words in it than any other language because it keeps borrowing from all the languages in Congress, right? So it has Arabic words, Persian words as well. So a lot of words it has. So with all these words, Yusuf, myself, and other Shia hip-hop artists and poets, we try to use these words to create messages to articulate to the English masses, Americans, Europeans, about the Ahlul Bayt. We're tired of, and this has been going on for a long time, our Sunni brothers have been doing this for a long time. And, you know, alhamdulillah, they're the ones been given the message. And we want to be the ones also to give the message. And one of our goals is to introduce in the vocabulary of the people names like Fatima, names like Hussein, and to teach them what these names truly mean. And also tell them about our culture and how our culture is open, kind, warm, and you know this, and hospitable. So today we're going to talk a little bit about social and cultural values, but keep it couched in the Ahlul Bayt.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I've got my share of white hairs and occasional nightmares. I need to wake up for prayer. Shaitan don't fight fair. He's like, yeah, you can keep sleeping. I put a message in my music, but they keep sleeping or dreaming. Kind of like the people of the cave, but mine is the miracle. My lyrics are engraved in my head. I don't need a pad of rhyme. Like Rocky told Mickey, I never had a prime. Nicole Richie, I stay hungry, but only in the figurative sense. I'm getting money from a 9 to 5, 40 hours a week with the shorties. I wish I had the power to reach. I'd give a dower to each invitation to life. Embracing the faith, he'd be safer at night. I want my face to be bright. I put it in the dirt. It's still trying to match your shoelace and your shirt. What you living for? The maker and owner. America's Nineveh, waiting for Jonah. That's Eunice and modern day Mosul, Iraq. Ironic, cause that's where the soldiers attack. Who hold them back? I drop jewels on the track, not fools gold. I'm like pool holes with a bat.
Making hits, taking trips out west, building with my family, live in the flesh, and on Facebook. Let's take a look at ourselves. We confining ourselves to our own prison cell, living hell. I'm a Muslim indigenous, sometimes into hip hop for the immigrants, but too religious for the hip hop kids. I don't fit in, but I spit like gifted, unlimited rhymes, the universal, in time for commercial. No punchlines, but the line still hurts you. So the what?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imperialism, a mother's imprison, carved up homeland like surgical incision, destroyed villages and built up missions, caravans and criminals called colonialism, colonial vision, myopic decisions, low intensity battles, rule through division, mama Africa seed, ventral then risen, independence, progress, start to live then, white men fear. HIV is given, and atheism, God cannot be hidden. Ask yourselves then, who be God's children? Say Africans, all men and women, shackled and shipping, broken through weapons, yoke on the neck, but head still be lifting. One true philosophy has pale faces tripping, because faith in the heart is God's true gifting. Mama Africa, new millennium, revelation, hope on horizon come. The spirit of D'Antonio lives again. Tragedy strengthened, all brethren, the origin of men, footsteps of Eve, billion souls. A lone mother grieves, the darker flesh, the deeper connects, a savior to collect all these debts. Salaam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'm going to go part of this next one. Shortly after, mainly about my Benham Hanum, my wife, really shortly after my daughter was born. But like Muhammad and Khadija, Ali and Fatima, Adam and Eve never sinned, I'm marriage. My parents together, of course, I love my mom and dad, cause they never divorced, whatever the course. We on the steady path, every shot, even illegally to Betty, Shabazz are better than that. Kareem, my Alameen, the meanings of the words of Rahman and Rahim, you know what I mean? At home, do the love, the beneficent, merciful, womb of Allah. Who would have thought, years after watching Malcolm, I'll be dropping a solo Islamic album. The outcome, some people wanna laugh at me, cause I'm a Muslim and I completed half my deen. But that's the world we living in. Islam, your wife is the girl you're living with. I'm reading the Shia revival, watching the arrivals. Raised in the ghetto, singing songs called survival. I used to listen to Grand Poof from Brand New. Now I pray 5 times a day and you can't too. We were raised by a message in a cave. Now we gotta know the answers to the questions in the grave. I keep my lips wet with the zikr of Allah. Never liquor at the bar. I'm thinking I'm a star. My name is Yusef Abdul-Mateen. About to quit this rap, get schooled and dean. I could just sit back and be a human being. But now I spit these facts on tracks from Black Nadine. Collabo with the one Singapore. About to knock it out the park like I'm sad I have a oh. Before I forget, well, they allow too much bravado when hip hop and false pride.
This past year has been a good year for Shia hip hop and poetry. I think part of that is because of your duas. Last year, we asked to make duas, it spreads. And mashallah, we had Ghulam Hasdain reciting 3 poems. And he has a stack of poems. You know, he has a big stack. So you keep asking to recite, alhamdulillah. And I hope, inshallah, you also start writing poetry. And keep writing, and start writing English. And it'll be very good. It was a really good year. I left here, we made duas, right? Alhamdulillah. I started my album, finished 20-track album. This last year we released it, alhamdulillah. Just this summer I was in Iran for ziyarat. And right before I was passing out CDs, and mashallah, one brother took shahada just 2 days later after getting the CD. Allahu Akbar. So that was a highlight of the year for me. But then right after I came back, alhamdulillah, Yusuf Abdul-Mateen just released his second album, Way of Life. And we have both albums we can show you guys later on today after the program's over. And the other brother that was here, remember Ibrahim Mosani, who was here also, the Persian brother, he released his album 2 days ago. So this year we have 3 albums came out, alhamdulillah, had it, went to the ulama, they looked at it, they loved it, they were like, wow, mashallah, we need more of this, and it's been a good year, alhamdulillah. And so I'm embarking on a new project, and the new project is a book, it's a poetry book in English, and I call it the 72 Martyr Series, I'm telling the story of 72 different shuhada of different cultures around the world, and using their story to tell the story of Hussein. Okay? So, this is the first one.
that I wrote and I want to share with you. Assalamu alaikum, I am Fred Hampton, a brother from the block targeted by police captains. Truces and gang violence see rainbow collages greet Jesse. A press network was for sabotage, claimed J. Edgar. With a smile of a crocodile, you could search for the truth in COINTELPRO files. Good sense of humor needed behind bars. Do you find any reason to lock up without cause? Beat me, bruise me, and toss me in jail. They are not master planners on appeal made bail. You can jail the revolutionary, but you can't jail the revolution. I said, you can jail the revolutionary, but you can't jail the revolution. The swine decided that silencing me was the only solution. But how could they ever silence my name? Could Yazid silence Zainab, sister of Hussein? Every day is Ashura, every night is Karbala. Even Chicago, December 4th, armed or not, they didn't care. Contract given to Hanrahan, like Ibn Ziyad. May they all be damned. Omar Ibn Saad, imitated by William O'Neill, working for the pigs while claiming Bobby Seale, smuggled layouts to the house, poisoned the food, then he broke out at 1:30 like everything was cool, another snake. Working for the Jakes, played the fool, Nazis with badges, armed with fangs, ready to shoot, I'm drugged. Next to old Earth would see Mark Clark, murdered first like Hur Ibn Riyahi. One shot fired as he dies a reaction post-mortem. Automatic fire on bedroom, bullets enter shoulder then, barely breathing. Pigs enter, drag my body on the floor. A Jake takes pulse, will he make it? Not anymore. They dialogue before they put two shots in my dome. Where was the crime? I was asleep in my home. Yet this planned murder only made another martyr to die with the prince, the second son of the prophet's daughter. Because when pure souls die innocently for resistance in the afterlife, due to the most merciful they are permitted, through my death, you will learn of the family's name. Inshallah, my blood flows for the blood of Hussein. This is a sound made of many voices, the downtrodden, oppressed, and exploited, left without choice, save the greatest resistance, revolution, and abolition from the sweat of persistence.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
As the brother was talking about earlier, he mentioned a little bit about culture. And sometimes it just sounds like a word that's overused. We all have culture. It's nice, alhamdulillah. But for brothers such as myself, who were not born into Muslim families, it was cultural expression that made us interested in Islam. Decades, almost, before I knew who Imam Hussein alayhi salam was, I knew the story of Malcolm X, Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz. Show of hands if you've heard of Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz. That was culture, and I'm learning through the movies. I'm learning through hip-hop music. It sounds funny, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. He works in his own way. So for brothers like us, when we see, obviously we're approaching upon the 10-year anniversary of a very terrible event, which cast Muslims in the worst possible description in the media. And they paint a negative, completely off picture of what Islam is. And we know what Islam is because as Americans who came to Islam, we see it as a religion of transformation. I've seen brothers who've been inside in prison, completely changed their life around. Brothers who are alcoholics, and some who weren't, alhamdulillah, came from a good background and still be able to Allah knows best, but improve ourselves. And Islam is the religion of transformation. And that being said, I look around my apartment and I realize that most of the brothers on my wall took shahada in prison. And Shabazz ain't dead because the martyrs are living. It's part of the vision written in the holy scripture. Trying to avoid hell because it's time to catch. You gotta listen, I'm a father now. Got work to do to make my people proud. Like he don't circle you, I'm lyrically hurting you. When the game's on the line, I came here to shine. I ain't even aiming at nine. I'm saying, we praying for a little peace. I'm serious, I got fam in the Middle East. My man's in the city streets. The Malcolm Miller Street used to walk on in Boston. Now we in 2D.
But we more than mechanical beings, an object subject to tyrannical regimes. Man against machine, we'll sleep every dream. Matter of fact, forget that, cause I inherited my deed from Adam. That's the original man, or the father of us all, the invisible hand of the law on his back, the DNA strand in the five times saladas, our everyday's plans. You can't see God with the physical eye. Don't be arrogant, listening to typical lies. I'm not a biblical guy, just Quran and Sunnah. Verse 103 of the six surah. So that the word of God enter your brain. Your preacher needs to teach, not just entertain. And they can call me spooky if they want to be. But things that you are real, they never harm me. So the word.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. I'm going to recite another piece from the book. It's coming out, inshallah. Again, with your du'as. When I come back next year, I say, there's been 5 books published this year. Alhamdulillah. You guys have powerful du'as in this message, mashallah. I need those like Iraqi du'as, you know what I mean? Alhamdulillah. Especially the Arabics. Isn't it ironic, though, that what they say about us on the media and how nice and kind and hospitable we are, mashallah, it's crazy. For, you know, I converted to Islam, much like Yusuf did, and I remember going to Muslim houses and I'm like, what's going to happen? And you can't leave a Muslim house, no matter, I don't care where you're from, you can't leave a Muslim house, they'll offer you the whole house. You want to take my house? Please take my house. They'll offer the whole house to you. And that's how hospitable Muslims are. So, alhamdulillah, it's nice to be welcomed to this house of Allah by you. Salawatul Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is dedicated to the first two martyrs of the protest in Bahrain, the two young men. I am the protester. Assalamu alaikum. I am Fadl al-Matruk. I am the essence of the lesson inside the holy book. I am the voice of verses. I am the chorus in the hook. I am the shivers in your spine shook, for I am spook. Cold spirit ripped out from an outer casing. I spit fire, chased by pigs with rubber and gun chambers. Open fire, I am truth spoken clearly that is hidden by liars. I am a funeral pallbearer. I am an Indian funeral pyre. My soul lifts higher. I see the funeral processions. I am a friend of Ali Mushaima, first martyr of insurrection. Insurrection? An organized opposition to authority or a faction trying to wrest control from the majority? Neither. I am a protector of the truth that is hidden. I am the Shia Muslims trapped in Bahraini prisons. I am a protester. I stand before tanks at Tiananmen. I hold aloft a banner, tear gas, free speech movement. Berkeley in 60s, I am Panther, I am Sioux, I am the children of Egypt who are born anew. I am Hussein at Karbala who refused to submit to Yazid. I am incorruptible by buyouts, my enemy is greed. I am the saddle that is upon the back of the white steed of the one who wields the green flag, Imam Mahdi. I am faith, I am brother, a father of a son and daughter. I am a son of Salman, I am Bahrain's second martyr. Shotgun shells separate skins covering spine suffering. Severed sinews and cell synapses slowly stop shuffling. Messages to cerebral cortex, cerebellum collapses. Limp body falls back to clay amidst additional flashes. I came to mourn my brother, now others mourn me. No cease and desist orders, no swine mourn me. No goodbyes conveyed to my 5 and 2 year old seeds. No final moment given to me so I can scream peace. I am the son of Salman, I am the son of Bahrain, I am the son of a nation that mourned for Hussein. I am the son of Egypt, of Tunisia, I am a Libyan, liberated from this illusionary constructed dungeon. I am a Haitian quick survivor, I am a boy from Qatif, I am an average resident of Baghdad, I am an Indian chief. My blood should not be wasted, I hear my father say. Salawat upon the Prophet, I hear my father pray. Shotgun to the back to send me to my Lord, I envision Abbas giving Hussein back his own sword. I am every martyr since Bahrain, Egyptian lands. I am every Berber oppressed in Sahara sands. I am a sand nigger terrorist in Oriental session. The West calls me a Saracen, embargoes attention. My blood should not be wasted, so learn the lesson. Those who die upon the path only gain blessings of everlasting life. I never wanted strife, I only wanted to live free, not under proverbial knife, or gunfire, or spitfire from the mouth of liars, please. I only wanted to live this life in justice and peace. Through my death, you will learn of the family's name. Inshallah, my blood flows for the blood of Hussein. This is a sound made of many voices that downtrodden, oppressed, and exploited, left without choice, save the greatest resistance, revolution and evolution, sweat of persistence. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The revolution is televised once a week from Tunisia to Egypt to Yemen. It's deep like watching DVDs of Iran in 79. Imam Khomeini, yo, heavily divine ahead of his time. I rhyme with a calm demeanor, never getting stressed out by the non-believers. We look up to Abdullah Lee Musa, cause that's the type of brother that you don't seem used to. But yo, insanity is on the rise. All the people ever hear is Sean Hannity's lies. Hannity's jive, but my word is born. They want to take us to war. They want to burn Kabon. Don't they know that Islam transforms us all? No more drug addiction and alcohol. America is struggling with mental illness, and all the Prozac in the world can't kill this. It's all about the paper with the slave on his face on it and mace on it, symbols in the corner. New world order, written in Latin. Kids trying to get rich from rapping or acting. It might not happen. Your dad should have told you advice for life. You'll be glad when you're older. But nowadays the goal is to go viral and rap like a fool in the world with a mind. I don't care about Charlie Sheen, cause Hollywood has never been. You should have traumas, dreaming on you. Drama queens just failed again. The grown men who believe we created by aliens. I don't know about 2012, I'm more concerned with Quran verse 36:12, the 12th, or the manifest Imam about laying on my brain, man, flesh against bombs. I'm from the city of Malcolm Little and Keith Elam. Yo, the spirit's in the air like a field, my legacy of legends, my destiny beckons, opposed by the people like the prophet of Mecca. Salaam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
They see me around sound in my crown like Jim Brown. We try to stay humble, so we put them on the ground. Mankind has been endowed with the sacred trust. If God gave it to a mountain, it would break or bust. He makes us from dust, we return to the ashes. Adam is formed from the clay, just like Cassius. Fashioned into shape from black mud. Don't mean you gotta do dirt, son, and pack guns. You wonder how you got in this ridiculous predicament. You're sick of it. You thought that you'd be spitting it and getting rich or die trying. It's all in vain. It's like, that's why we live like our baby and we die like we say. I'm saying. I write gems just praising the Lord's name. Go white skin so it's easy to board planes. I still spit all on board with the game and the gimmicks. These political rappers are lame. You're taking it to the streets? Yeah, whatever. You're in a college dorm, the songs we call mega. Making knowledge going off forever. Like 88 and Tyson, tougher than leather, brother. I think they need a pause like fun. We perform the cause and get applause when we done. Son, I'm from the bean. That's Black Medina. I grab the mic and speak up. I'm Maliki, yo, Medine, yo, my team. Ain't some job attenders. We grew up on hip-hop's 5%ers. I'm a Shiite, spitting in the booth for no fee. Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Fatima is Fatima is Fatima is Fatima. Fatima is Fatima is Fatima is Fatima.
A lamb for the slaughter, or shepherd leading waters. Rest in peace to my father, who let drink Euphrates water. Ink dropped from the scholars, blood flowing at the altars. They're trying to fulfill the theories of Thomas Malthus. My heart to the prophet, my soul to his daughter. Journey on straight paths, she resets me when I falter. Her light drooping in like moth to flame, I saw her. Zahra is how I call her. She's just like my mother. She inspires us to cover, to love one another. The bonds of the brothers uplift those who've fallen. They follow whoever, but you are my master. No food, no drink, 3 consecutive days faster. Dhikr meat maker, sincere tear collector. Inspired by the imagery of struggles reflected. Wash away flames of the sins Allah collected. For those who remember how you were neglected. Those who die upon the path are never dead. Even if that was false, light is infinite. Your Fatima, ignite the spark in my heart. Keep me on the straight path until my soul departs. You were the sole joy in the prophet's eyes. Those who say different are a bunch of lies. Zahra, you are last hope as we die. Please collect our tears, your life we cry. Fatima is Fatima is Fatima is Fatima.
Fatima.
Covenant of the One, most high your existence, role model for all creation. You persisted like precious visits, object in motion physics. Oppressors in court, got your holy book lessons with an awesome arsenal of ammunition to address them. They choke on their phlegm, your prophet's flower stem. You cast no shadows, only God you trusted. Your logic and justice spoke out and touched us. Made compacts with your legacy. We persisted, our souls contract, judgment, sins dismissed. You resisted. They stole your land, now wrap your hand, footsteps in sand. Now approach devil's band, torches in hand. It's allegiance they sought. Forced open your door, though you told them to stop. Door splinters, your stomach, you're pregnant still. Death of wound, unborn, most sinners killed. Those who die upon the path are never dead. Even if that was false, light is infinite. Y'all fought in my ignite the spark in my heart. Keep me on the straight path until my soul departs. You were the sole joy in the prophet's eyes. Those who say different are a bunch of lies. Sahara, you are last hope as we die. Please collect our tears. In life we cry. Fatima is Fatima is Fatima is Fatima. There's famous hadith. You all know this hadith. That there is a second Fatima. And the second Fatima is who? Zainab. Zainab is the second Fatima, but there will never be a second Zainab. I want you to reflect on this moment as we transition. To talk about Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam. Take your minds back to Medina. You see Imam Hussein is leaving. And as he's leaving and the caravan is forming and Hazrat Abbas and Ali Akbar are holding the burqa of the women so that they don't burn in the sunlight, there comes a rider from a horse carrying, it seems, two bundles. The rider comes closer and he says, As-salamu alaykum ya Mawla. Hussein turns to him, is Abdullah ibn Ja'far. And Abdullah ibn Ja'far says, I want you to take my two boys, Aun and Muhammad, with you to where you go. Hussein says, they are too young, 8 and 10 years old. Abdullah ibn Ja'far says, no, take the two boys so they represent their two grandfathers, Ali and Ja'far. Hussein accepts. And Amr and Muhammad traveled with the caravan. You know the story of how the caravan is diverted from Kufa to Karbala. And we come to the night Shabbat Ashur. We come to the night of Ashura. And on this night, we know that Imam Hussein addresses his companions. He says, if anyone would like to leave, you can leave now. And Qasim responds, to me, death is sweeter than life. You know this story. While this is happening, there is another conversation that happens in the background, in the tent. A conversation from one mother to her two sons. Zainab turns to Aun and Muhammad and says, Ya Aun, Ya Muhammad, tomorrow is a day of great sacrifice. Tomorrow is a day of shuhada, of martyrs. I don't want you to shame me by not participating in the fight of defending your uncle and your family. I don't want to be the one mother whose sons are safe when all the other mothers have lost their sons. You have to do your duty. Ali Muhammad asked the mother one thing. He says, Mama, we will do this. Ummi, we will do what you ask. But one thing we request. Please don't cry over us. If you cry over us, then you know that you will cry over us. It will be very difficult for us to focus and do what you ask us to do. Please don't cry over us. And Zainab agrees. Zainab will not cry over you. The day comes. One by one, martyrs are falling. Hur ibn Riyahi, Habib ibn Malahir. One by one, the martyrs are falling. There comes a moment where Zainab finds her two sons, Amr and Muhammad, still alive, and she asks, "Why are you still alive?" And they say, "Hussein and Abbas, they won't let us go into the battlefield. They won't let us go deep into the battle. They say, just fight here while we are watching you." Zainab takes both of her sons, walks into the camp of Imam Hussein, the tent of Imam Hussein, and says, "Ya Hussein, why do you deny me the same feeling that our father had in those early days when Hazrat Abbas used to protect you in the fights with Muawiyah? Why do you deny me that feeling? Isn't it the goal of a Muslim to sacrifice one's life?" Hussein could not say no to his sister. He agrees. And they dress the sons to go to battle. They put them on the horses. And they push the horses into the battlefield. We have one hadith that has survived. It's a hadith from the Ghanim, from the side of the Ghanim. It's preserved. A narration that survived from Umar ibn Sa'd, that Umar ibn Sa'd said, "There came a point in time in the battle of Karbala that he heard the swords next to his tent." Umar ibn Sa'd is the general. The general is the furthest away from the camp. He's not close to the camp, he's the furthest away. At the time that he heard the sounds of battle, he said, "Who is fighting so close? What's happening?" He says, "No, the two boys, Amr and Muhammad, have pushed to this point." He says, "No, surround them from all sides and kill them, finish them." He says, "This is not the way to fight fair." "No, it was not fair, just kill them." So the soldiers, they come on all sides and start to cut Amr and Muhammad, and they fall. Only one of them is barely alive, and they called out to their uncle, Imam Hussein, "Ya Mullah," and Imam Hussein comes running. He comes running into the battlefield to find his two nephews on the ground, one with just barely enough light to speak, and he says, "Ya Mullah, please make sure our mother doesn't cry. Please make sure that Zainab doesn't cry." And he dies. They bring the bodies back, and Zainab looks at her sons. You know, when Rabah looked at her son, when he came back dead, when Layla looked at her son, when they came back dead, there were tears pouring out. When Zainab looked at Amr and Muhammad, she didn't cry. She held back her tears. The next day, during the day, you saw the passing of Hazrat Abbas, Ali Akbar, of Imam Hussein, Ali Asghar. They burned the tents. Zainab was the leader. Zainab became the imam. Imam Zain al-Abidin was so sick. Zainab was the leader. Zainab led everyone out of the tents. Zainab gathered everyone. Zainab is the one who looked for Sakina. Where is the daughter of Hussein? Looking around the ground for the daughter of Hussein, you find her clutching the dead body of Imam Hussein's headless body, grabbing her, bringing her back. "Why did you come here?" "I came here because I heard a voice of my father coming from the chest." Zainab didn't cry. Zainab was the one that was wrong. Zainab was the leader of the Shia. Zainab was the imam. Zainab was the leader who held his spear and stayed aloft all night protecting the camp. There's no tents. They're out in the open. They're out in the open. There's no tents. Zainab is holding his spear and looking over everyone. She looks and sees Rabah. She keeps moving her hands as if she is searching for a small boy to hug next to her chest. Zainab is the one who is the leader, and Zainab tradition of the horse rider. Zainab stands and she hears the hoofsteps of a horse in the distance in the middle of the night on Shahr-e-Ghareeban. The sound is getting louder and louder and louder. And as she sees from a distance, she can make the shape of a horse rider coming towards what's left of the caravan. She sees the horse rider coming towards the children that are left, the women that are left, and the ill. Imam Hussein al-Adim. She sees them, this horse rider coming. And as he comes closer and closer, Zainab cries out, "Why do you torture us? We have nothing more to give. What else do you want from us? We have nothing. You have taken everything from us. You have taken our leaders. You have taken our husbands. You have taken our fathers. You have taken everything. You have taken our children from us. We have nothing more to give." The horse rider comes very close. He gets off his horse. He steps closer. Uncovers his face. Zainab looks with astonishment, with surprise, with emotion. She says, "Baba, now you've come. Baba, where were you when we cried for you? Baba, where were you when Qasim was being cut to pieces? Baba, where were you when Ali Akbar's chest exploded? Baba, where were you when they cut the arms of Abbas? Baba, where were you when Amr Muhammad fell? Baba, where were you when Ali Asghar was killed? And Baba, where were you when Hussein died?" And hearing this, quarrel, the daughter of Hussein wakes up. She wakes up and opens her eyes. Horseman looks down and he says, "Come to me, my Sakina. Come to me." He holds her, brings her close to the hug, and she starts to scream. She says, "No, it hurts. Let me go. It hurts." He says, "Why? Don't you recognize your grandfather?" "No, it hurts. Zainab cried for you and you came, but I've been crying for my Baba and he hasn't come yet. Where is my Baba now?" This was the night spent by Zainab. In the morning, you see Shem, La'atullah alayh, Omar ibn Asad, La'atullah alayh, Hurrela, La'atullah alayh, they come, the armies, they come. And Omar ibn Asad says to Shem, "We need to collect all of the heads of all of the shuhada. We need to collect their heads." And they find every head and they start cutting the heads from the bodies they hadn't cut already. Ali Muhammad, seeing your boy's heads cut in front of you, Zainab didn't cry. They took her, Zainab, to Kufa in chains. Zainab didn't cry. They marched the heads of her sons, her brother, her cousins, everyone in front of her, in front of her eyes, from Sham to Sham, and she didn't cry. She didn't let the tears flow from her eyes. And she came to the court of Yazid. And in the court of Yazid, Yazid would display the heads. He would put the heads all on display so the people of Sham could see the army they had defeated. It was a practice of the Arabs at the time to place the heads of the enemies in front so you could see who was defeated. And behind every head there was a woman crying. Behind the head of Ali Asghar was Rabah crying. Behind the head of Ali Akbar was Layla crying. Behind every head there was a woman who was crying. Then they saw the heads of two small boys. And there was no woman behind these heads crying. And the people in Sham, they started to talk. There was gossiping. They were speaking behind everyone. They started to say, oh, how mazloom these boys are, that they don't have a mother, that they don't have a mother to cry behind them. How sad it is for these boys to be here so alone. And Zayda spoke out, and Zayda says, see, here I am. I am Zayda. I am the mother of these two boys. But who should I cry for? Should I cry for my brother Hussein, my brother Abbas? Should I cry for my nephews, Ali Akbar and Qasim? Should I cry for what has happened in Karbala? Or should I cry for my own two sons, Aoun and Mohammed? And bravely she stood there as the leader of the Shia, as the leader of our Imam. She was the one who held the strength of our community. There was Zainab. There will never be a second Zainab. And she stood there and she didn't cry. She would not give Yazid the satisfaction to see her tears. 1 year in prison, Zainab spent. 1 year later, Imam Zain al-Abidin's speech moved the people, that Yazid had to let them go. 1 year later, they buried their heads. And finally, Zainab comes back to Medina. It's when Zainab comes back to Medina, Abdullah ibn Ja'far, he looks at his wife and says, who are you? Are you my wife? I don't recognize your face. Are you my wife? Are you Zainab? What has happened to you? She comes inside her house in Medina, the house she raised Aoun and Muhammad. She goes inside her home. She looks at his home after so many years, after what has happened. And she looks at the room, the place where Aoun and Muhammad used to sleep. She looks at the two small beds that they used to sleep. And she turns to Karbala and she says, Ya Aoun, Ya Muhammad, now Zainab will cry. Now Zainab will shed tears. Ya Aoun, Ya Muhammad. There will never be a second Zainab. Never. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please forgive us for our sins. Please help us to worship you the way you should be worshipped. Please protect our families and our children. Please bless us with health and wisdom. Please help us to pay off our debts. Please help our companions and our family to be pleased with us. Please strengthen our families and our friendships and our community. Please strengthen our iman. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please help the Muslims in Iraq. Please help the Muslims in Afghanistan. Please help the Muslims in Pakistan. Please help the Muslims in Africa, Palestine, Bosnia, in Europe, Asia, and beyond. Please help all oppressed people, and oh Allah, please help us to be in a position to help them. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please help us to invite Imam Zaman back with our actions, not just our words. And oh Allah, please help us to get the shifa and forgiveness for our sins and the shifa of Fatima the Zahra on Yawm al-Qiyamah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahim, Ya Mukallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. Salawat al-Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajjil Farajukum.